Part of any training program is staying fit, healthy and well. So if you have any injury concerns, medical concerns or are carrying any injuries, we advise that you sit this one out and take a break. Welcome to the CrossRun Trainers On program. There's no point standing still during this introduction, so let's get moving with a steady walk whilst we go through the introduction. Over the next 8 weeks, we're going to take you on a journey from zero to running hero, starting with running intervals suitable for all levels, also including some walking at the very beginning just to build up your confidence. You can expect to see benefits such as improved fitness, increased levels of health, but also reduced body fat percentage as long as you stick to the program. During the first couple of weeks, we would advise that you choose to work out on day one, take a rest day on day two, and then follow up with a following workout on day three. So effectively, you're running every other day. The most important thing is that you don't overexert yourself. Remember, it's not about winning the race. It's about taking yourself from zero to hero and turning yourself into the running athlete that you always thought you could be. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day, but try your best to stay on track. Our motivational running coaches will give you tips and hints on how to improve your running, and the benefit is that they're actually out there leading the sessions on the road. So we're not stuck behind a desk simply reading out instructions. We're out there going through the same difficulties and facing the same level of running challenges that you're facing. So if you're ready to get your trainers on, let's start CrossRun in 3, 2, 1.
Hi everybody, and welcome to the very last day of the Trainers On project. Great to have you with us and had you with us for the last 8 weeks. But now it's time to finish this chapter, put it to bed and move on to greater things. But let's not underestimate what you've achieved so far. So we're in the midst of our warm-up. You've covered around about 2 minutes of your warm-up so far. And we've got about another 3 minutes to go. It's your choice whether you want to walk, whether that's walking fast, of course, or run. But it's your warm-up. And you can throw in some other elements in there, perhaps a few heel flicks, maybe a little bit of side shuffling, maybe some arm movements to get the arms going. But it's your choice. I'm going to have a little jog. I'm just going to move along. I'm actually out for a run this evening. So I've always mixed my runs up throughout the week. And today's a nighttime run. It's just turning dark. Quite enjoy this time of night. Good time to go out there and get your run out of the way. So well done so far. You've achieved some amazing things if you've stuck to the program. And today's run is no different. We're going to finish up with a solid 28-minute run. The longest that we've run continuously. And it's just about gritting your teeth, getting through it at a choice of your speed, a speed of your choice, excuse me. Doesn't really matter what speed we move at. I'll give you some things to focus on as we move through this set. But the aim is to have taken you from a beginner runner, or perhaps somebody struggling with fitness, wanting to improve but not knowing where to start, all the way through, right till the very end of today's session, and being a competent and confident runner. And it doesn't matter what your running style looks like. It doesn't really matter what you think of your running. The fact of the matter is, you've achieved something that many, many other people have not. And maybe you've achieved something for the first time in your life around fitness. And if that's the case, very well done indeed. But in any case, everybody's achieved something here, so well done. You've got 15 seconds, and we're going to start. Our first 5 minutes is going to be between 60 and 70%, between comfortable and manageable. And we're just going to go into a very steady ticking over run in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. So we're moving. We don't need to move quick, but we do need to think about our technique. So head up, chest up, chin up. Bring it up. Lovely. Looking ahead of you. Nice and focused. And we're just out there, aren't we? Just stepping away. You've got me in your ear. We're going to pass the next 28 minutes plus a warm down without any drama, without any complications, just you, me, the next 28 minutes until we succeed And then we'll put the last 8 weeks of your life to rest. And I really hope not only that you feel as though it's been worth doing, but I really hope that if you've ever failed at anything previously, whether that's Couch to 5K, or maybe you've joined the gym over and over, you've tried to run on your own, I really hope that this has just been that extra little incentive and push to get you through to the end of a fitness program. And remember what I said last time, I'd love to know or hear from anyone out there that's achieved something beyond what they thought they would do. I'd love to hear from people about perhaps that moment they felt like giving up, but they didn't. Anything. I'm not going to use your words to advertise. I just want to know. Just want to know how you got on. Is there anything we could have done, or say we, and if me and Simon could have done better? I'll tell you what I could have done better. Last session, I said week 7, day 2. And it was week 8, day 2. And I felt so annoyed because I'd already uploaded the podcast without remembering or without checking it properly. So I was pretty annoyed at that. And I bet that probably got a few of you thinking, confused a few of you at the very beginning. So something I could do better is probably have a little think about planning what I talk about more regularly, more precisely. Maybe my waffling has put you off. Maybe it's been just what you needed to get you through. Maybe it's just enough waffling with running content. But I'd be keen to know. Constructive criticism is always welcomed. And I'd love more people out there to benefit from the coaching that we do with the CrossRun podcast. And the only way that I can really benefit from that and know, and learn about it is with your feedback. So don't forget, you can drop us a message on Instagram or Facebook. And what would be really amazing, more than anything, if you consume and you listen to this podcast on Apple, you could leave us a review. So if you love it, leave us 5 stars, 4 stars if you feel that way, but, and then leave us a little, just a little review saying, did the Trainers On podcast, tell us how you found it. We love to hear from you. It's really important, actually. If you leave us a review, it actually helps us rise up in the fitness podcast standings. So the more reviews we get, the more Apple will put our podcast in front of people. And obviously, as most people know now, we actually pay to host this podcast and we don't charge anything for it. It's just a nice thing to do, isn't it? You know, try and help people improve their health and fitness. It's got to be a good thing. So you're coming up to the end of the first 5 minutes. Now, I've deliberately made this session, I'd say, a little bit boring. Let's call it boring. It is what it is. But I want to prove to you that you can get through a steady standard run. We've done a little bit of fitness work already this week, haven't we, with the intervals and the fartlek work. So let's just prove to ourselves what we have actually got in the tank. We're not asking you to go out on a steady run and find it boring. Just asking you to have me in your ear, knowing that you've done the following. You've completed 8 weeks. You have become a better runner. You have improved your health. You have exponentially improved your fitness. You've achieved something beyond expectations. And off the back of that, you are now the real deal, a proper running machine. And you know what? You might have also discovered that you don't like running. And that's great. My advice to you moving forward is if you don't like running, find something you do love that keeps you healthy and keeps you active. Thing I love about running, zero barriers to entry. You don't have to pay a membership. You don't have to own the swankiest brand new gym clothes. You don't have to have anything like that. You've just got to be able to put a pair of trainers on, step out of your front door, find somewhere safe to run. So maybe there's a few barriers, but they're barriers that we can knock down really simply. And all you've got to do is go for a run, us in your ear, and away you go. So hold your speed, chest up, head up, chin up. Take a big deep breath. And let's focus on all the positive stuff. If you've done all 24 sessions, this is your 24th. Just think about that number for a minute. 24 fitness sessions, 24 running sessions. Now, of course, some people won't have necessarily started right at the very beginning of that journey. Some people will. Maybe they were semi-competent runners. Maybe they used to be fit and then life takes over. And some of you will have started right from the very bottom end of the scale. Well, the great thing is, if you've made it this far, the bottom looks a very long way away from us now. And do you remember that very first and second session? We spoke about how the mountain always looks at its tallest when you're stood at the bottom, and it looks unconquerable at that point. But you know what we do? We take one step, and that's one step closer. Then we take another step, and all of a sudden, we're tipping the scales in our favor. Because all of a sudden, there starts to be a little bit more ground beneath you and a little bit less ground above you, a little bit less mountain above you. Because as you go, you're getting closer to the summit, whatever your summit is, and further away from your start position. And that's what setting yourself a challenge is all about. It's the easiest thing in the world nowadays just to not bother even thinking about setting yourself a challenge. To say, well, you know, I made it 5 sessions in, that's better than last time. Well, yeah, it might be better than last time, but my challenge to you was to complete the program. And therefore, your challenge to yourself was to complete the program. And only by truly completing the program, the project, whatever you want to call it, do you become a runner that the program is built for, which is confident, strong. And I tell you what, I think a few of you out there will believe in yourself more. And there's something that I read a lot about, particularly now, I'm really into the mental aspect of exercise. Because, you know, if you look at sport, for example, everybody's training at the same level. Everybody's lifting the same weights and running the same distances. So it really only comes down to two big things in terms of what creates the best team or the best athlete or the best version of you. And the first thing is ability, but we're not really interested in ability here. We're interested in whether you're determined, willing, and able to give it a go. So the ability thing is kind of out of the question for us. But what is important is mindset and psychology, resilience, all those buzzwords that we hear daily nowadays. They're really important. We're another 5 minutes in, that's 10 minutes gone. Time's ticking away nicely. You know, and the fact of the matter is, the biggest difference in high-level sport nowadays, particularly team sport, is psychology. You know, we train the body to a standard so regularly now that it evens and levels up the playing field. We don't train the brain enough. You know, we don't give ourselves the same level of coaching and training for our resilience and our mental approach to things. So I really believe in that. And part of that, I think, is accepting that we're human beings and we do have frailties and we do fail sometimes. You know, it's a cliche, we fail and we learn. And sometimes you do have to, I know what I'm like, you have to fail to assess, to then go again and achieve. But what if you had somebody on your side, a coach, that wasn't going to let you fail and explain to you that it's okay to take 3 steps forward and then 1 step back, as long as you take another step forward again, as long as you get back on that horse, as long as you try a bit harder? What if you had somebody that believed in you, that believed in you so much that they gave you that level of belief in yourself? So much self-doubt out there. Crikey, I'm no different to everybody else. I feel that way. But sometimes it's just about saying, I'm not going to let this beat me. And do you know what? You do have to occasionally stand up to your to the portrayal. Oh, this is a bit deep, but, you know, society portrays certain roles for everybody. You know, we're gradually trying to break those roles down, but sometimes you've got to stand up and say, no, I'm leaving work on time because I'm going to go and do a bit of me training. I'm going to work on myself, my fitness, my mental health. Or no, I'm not making the dinner tonight because I'm going for my run. And it's okay, maybe one night it's okay to not put the kids to bed on time because you go out for your run. You know, and I think I've said this before, but quite often with my private clients, I will say to them, listen, how can you be the best version of you for your kids, for your family, your spouse, your employer, if you are not trying to be the best version of you? And I don't know if that makes any sense to people, but, you know, it is fact. We are more productive as a human when we are healthier, fitter, and have a general sense of well-being in our life. So why wouldn't you go out there and work on yourself and go for a run? Why wouldn't you pop us in your ear and say, come on, I'm going for it? I was actually instructing a guy tonight, and he said he's had a really tough 3 months. He's a running member that I do some running coaching with. I haven't seen him for a while. He's been busy at work. Well, basically, he's got a new boss, and he's one of those guys, those people, just likes to work really hard. Got a family, young children, but he prides himself on being professional, and, you know, work is an extension of him and vice versa. And he said, do you know what, Stu, I did something different tonight because you asked me to. I said to him, you've got to close your laptop at 7 p.m. because I know he works late. I said, you have to close your laptop at 7 p.m. The only reason not to close your laptop at 7 p.m. is if it's a life or death situation. That is the only reason. So we trained together tonight, did some coaching around running. He's a good runner. And I said to him, you know, you're here on time. How's work? And he said, you know what, Stuart? I actually closed my laptop today. I got a call. He works in kind of like a Singapore market, all the way through to like American market. So he does early calls and late calls. And he said, I closed it. So I had a message through from somebody who wanted me to take a call, bang on 7 o'clock. And he said, I had you in my ear telling me, no, I need to work on myself. So he closed his laptop and walked out of the house. And I said, listen, there's another challenge. Don't open the laptop when you get home. Sure, I know he's going to get up early tomorrow and he's going to open it, but don't open it tonight. You know, sleep soundly knowing nothing bad is going to happen if you don't open that. You know, sometimes you've got to balance the equation a little bit. I'm not saying that you turn over and you never do any work beyond your contracted hours. That's not realistic nowadays. But maybe what you do is you say, it's okay to give myself a little bit of focus. And that's what this program is all about. Commitment to yourself. A little anecdote story, but I think it's relevant. It's just happened today and coincidence maybe, but obviously starting to work with people again, as we're coming out of COVID lockdowns and all the rest of it. But it's relevant, isn't it? You know, we can all bully ourselves, for example, into, well, I must see my family more, I must do this. And obviously family comes first, always. And this may be controversial, by the way, but I still believe that if you want to be the best version of you for your family, for your friends, for your loved ones, the least you could do is commit 3 lots of half hour of running every week. No barriers, no gym membership, just a pair of trainers, just a pair of headphones and a phone, which we all have, and we're out there running for half an hour. And that leads me on to, right, what do I do now that this program's over? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You keep your subscription to the podcast and you start using the 30-minute podcast, which you'll have no doubt would have downloaded over the course of this podcast at some point, because they download intermittent, or in between, sorry, the Trainers On project. And you use that to carry on. Now, maybe you can't commit to 3 times a week. I always question people that tell me they don't have time for exercise. So basically, you're telling me you don't have time to live a long, happy life. You'd rather die earlier. To be harsh and to be blunt about it, if that's your decision, that's fine. Sometimes you can't change people's minds. But if I said to you, if you truly think about this, I'm in a bit of a controversial mood today, because I want to leave with a real punchy message. I want to leaving you with something to think. If I said, you know, 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, all I need you to give me is an hour and a half of that every week, 1.5 hours of your time, maybe an hour and 40 minutes, if we're being honest, but it's not a lot, is it? It's probably not even over 1%. Now, granted, you sleep and you work, but I challenge you to fit that in for the next few weeks using the 30-minute standard podcast. I dare you to fit it in. Rise to that challenge. Alternatively, find yourself some other exercise. If you're doing something else, whether it's, I don't know, bouncing on a trampoline, or whether it's going to the gym, or whatever it is, whatever, it doesn't matter. Find yourself something you enjoy and do it and achieve. Earn that result and that next level of fitness and health. And give yourself the best chance at staying healthy and being positive. You know, exercise, fitness, it is positive. But if you put yourself in a position where you're going to have a negative experience, then it becomes negative. And so, and therefore, it embeds that train of thought that exercise is bad for you, or you don't want to be out, or you don't like feeling out of control. Well, you know, I'll go back to what I've always said. If you enjoy walking, go for walks. If you enjoy running, go for running. If you enjoy lifting weights, lift weights. But do a form of exercise that you like. If you want to do something that brings some social interaction into it, go and join an exercise class, an outdoor boot camp. Go and join a running club, would you believe it? So there's a misapprehension with running clubs, that they're only for people that are good runners. That's not true. Running clubs absolutely love people that are new to running. I swear, that's not a fable. People, they love that. They love bringing new people into their community and integrating them. And I'm the worst person for it, but it's really hard to walk in to a room, to a field, to a new class of people you don't know. But it isn't impossible. 8 weeks ago, you would have probably sat there and said, it's impossible, I'm never going to be able to run for 28 minutes. But we're doing it. Now, we're 20 minutes in. I haven't even asked you for a speed change. I just want to witter away and keep you moving, steady jogging. There's no need to stop because you're running at a pace that's controllable to you. I just want to keep you going. And if you think back 8 weeks, it's hard sometimes to have a long memory, but that medium-term memory is quite difficult to recall on sometimes. But just think back. What was your first thoughts when you did the first set? What was your first thing you thought about when you even considered doing an audio-led running podcast? What did you think? Did you think, I don't even understand it, let alone want to do it? But you've done it. You know, everything in your life that turns out to be absolutely amazing, whether it's an amazing meal at a restaurant, all the way through to having children, to an amazing job opportunity, whatever, everything starts with a big decision. Sometimes those decisions are bigger than others. And now you've got another big decision to make. Are you going to keep the momentum going so you maintain your health? Because maintaining is just as important, just as big as continually improving. Because if you're not maintaining or improving, you're declining in terms of your health and fitness. 6 minutes to go. You've got to make a decision now, though. Are you going to carry on, rise to the occasion, every single session, every single day, every single week? Or are you going to sit back and say, that's a period of my life that I'm done with now? And then you're going to just let your health subside and roll back down the hill. You've got to make that decision. I don't think people can do it for you, but I'll tell you what we can do, what I can do, and me and Simon can do. We can make sure that there's a 30-minute running podcast for you every week, and there's a back catalogue of those on the podcast. And you know what? I can't afford it. No excuse, because they're free. I haven't got time. No excuse, because you can press play at any point in your day when you've popped those trainers on. I need to spend more time with my family. I need to work more. Fair enough. But what about you? How important are you in that equation? How are you going to be that best version of you? How are you going to be at your healthiest, at your fittest, at your strongest, at your most resilient? Only if you work on yourself. Don't think it's too much to ask for you to give yourself an hour and a half a week. And you know what? If people don't understand that, then they really haven't got they haven't got a broad enough mindset to understand that sometimes it is okay to be selfish. I don't think it's selfish personally. I just think it's within our nature to, you know, want to be healthy. But life at the moment kind of makes that hard, doesn't it? Too many temptations. But you know what? Some of those temptations are okay to rise to. But balance it with some fitness work. Pretty simple when you put it that way. 4 minutes to go. We're moving towards the end of our 28-minute run, followed by a warm down. Some of you, I mean, I've been there and done programs like this before. Not quite like this, to be fair, but some of you will be feeling a bit emotional because of what you've achieved. So, you know, just accept that. Like, it just shows you how much it's meant to you. If there's any guys out there, we're about to release a podcast on our platform about men's health. And we're partnering with a good charity, actually, talking about how it's okay to talk about your health. It's okay to feel emotions. It's okay to feel happy and sad and to feel pleased with yourself for achieving something that you didn't think you could achieve. You know, it's okay to crack a couple of tears out, whether it's good tears or sad tears. You know, it's okay to feel brilliant about having achieved something. And this is no different, by the way. Okay, so you might not be that level of emotional about it, but I've seen plenty of people reach complete, you know, almost like uncontrollable states because they've suddenly realized the light switch has gone on. I can do this. I actually can do it. I've spent all my life thinking I can't for many reasons, but I can. And I've done it. And that's the best. That's the best feeling when you set yourself that goal in fitness, whatever that goal is, whether it's weight loss or body fat loss or running a certain time, a certain distance, or lifting a certain weight, that feeling of pride that brings And also that feeling of puffing the chest up. And nobody else probably knows what you've achieved. But the most important thing is you know what you've achieved. You can take that and it will give you such a boost in all other areas of your life. Now, all of a sudden, you take the pride and the emotion and everything you've achieved out of that one small thing in your life, weightlifting, running, fitting, whatever it is. And it will start to have a really positive impact on everything else in your life. And I'm saying that, not reading that from a textbook. I'm saying that because I've seen it happen. I've felt that myself. I know I've done it when, for me, the greatest feeling is seeing somebody else achieve something that they set out to achieve that I've been a part of. And, you know, I'm just a support mechanism. I can't run for you. I can't lift weights for you. I can't go to an exercise class for you. But we can try our best to provide a system and a boost of confidence where possible to give you that little nudge to let you know that you can do it. That's what we can do. You've got 1 minute to go. 1 minute of your Trainers On project left. I feel a bit emotional about it. It's when I started this, I just wanted to do something that gave people the best opportunity during the COVID lockdowns to actually take control and feel positive. And it's turned into a massive 8-week program, you know, that I'd really like to, you know, encourage more people to use. It's actually helped me lose, you know, a little bit of body fat, running a little bit more regular. My running's really improved. Seeing all the messages from people about what they're achieving has, you know, also just made me realize that there's more to life than the village I live in. There's a big wide world out there of people that need help. And I want to try and look at how we can provide that moving forward without, without having to pay for it. Because, you know, above and beyond everything, I'm not sure I've ever said this before, but above and beyond anything, I actually truly believe that exercise and health is something that everybody should have access to, and it shouldn't be a cost. It shouldn't be a cost to that. Okay, team, you've got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring me down to a walk. Bring me down to a walk. Now, we've got 3 minutes of recovery, warm down. If you were already running in the warm up, there's every possibility that you ran over 30 minutes continuously. If you were walking in the warm up and then you started your run when I told you we were starting our run, you've just hit 28 minutes of continuous running. Now, some of you would have covered over 4 kilometers. Some of you might have covered the magical 5 kilometer mark. Well done. Technically, what we've done there, just to put a label on it, we've actually done Couch to 5K with me and Simon in your ear, supporting you and you doing it. We're just a support mechanism. You're the doer. You're the well-oiled machine. And you've achieved it. And we've finished it. You know, just have a quick puff of the chest up. Maybe punch the air. Whatever. I don't care if somebody laughs at you on the opposite side of the road. But celebrate. Talked about it last time. Now you are free to go and enjoy that celebration. Everything, every success should be celebrated, and that's where we are now. So really well done, everybody. I won't lie, I am tired. It's been a tough 8 weeks scheduling all of the recordings, delivery, writing down little elements of stuff to talk about during different sets, and then getting to the fitness sets. But we've done it. We've done it together as well. And I go all the way back to the very first day. And you've got to the top of the mountain and you're going to put your health flag in the top and claim that mountain as your own. So now what you've got to do is stand on the top of that mountain, look over the rest of the land and decide what your next challenge is going to be. If the word challenge puts the fear of God in you, then choose another word that makes you feel more comfortable. What are you going to do to keep your health as a minimum at the level that it's at now? What are you going to do to keep your fitness at a minimal at the level it's at now? You've got to make that decision. We'll keep providing cross runs. for you to dip into. And if you do decide to dip into the 30-minute cross run and you've graduated from trainers on to cross run aficionado, let us know how you're getting on. We'd love to find out. We've got 30 seconds of time left together. I would like to take this time to thank Simon for the delivery of his Monday or weekly, but day one sessions. I'd love to take the time to thank you guys for joining me and for giving it a good go. And more importantly, well done, everybody. Bring yourself to a walk. Give yourself a jolly big pat on the back. Trainers on project, week 8, day 3, completed, 24 sessions, 8 weeks, done. Good luck, everybody.
Great work, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss another cross run again. Hopefully you found that exhilarating and challenging and you feel as though you've really achieved something today. Focus and celebrate the fact that you've completed another tough cross run. Whilst we absolutely love running, we do think it's important to improve your strength and all over fitness, which can help with your running, whether you love sprinting or long distance running. Why not try one of our online classes? Simply log on to www.bemilitaryfit.com and sign up for your free session and come and give it a try. We can't wait to see you next time. In the meantime, go and recover, eat healthy, stay positive and run strong.